Welcome to this new podcast episode. And today I have a topic for those of you who are stuck in a situationship, or I also like to call it in a yo-yo situation. What I mean by this is a situation where the guy keeps coming in and out of your life as and when he likes, without giving you the respect that you deserve, and him not showing any signs of taking the relationship to the next level with you. Ladies, in this episode, I will give you some tough love. Welcome to She is Irresistible, the podcast for ambitious women who want to find love and have a lasting and fulfilling relationship. I'm Miu, your host, and it is my mission to help you unlock the best version of yourself so you become irresistible to quality men. This podcast is filled with deep insights and practical tips to improve your love life today. If you're ready to find out how to attract and keep your perfect match, this podcast is for you. I'm so excited for you to be here, and I can't wait to dive in. Sometimes years go by where women are stuck in these situations, hoping that something will change eventually and that he will fully commit to them. That just magically he will start to be the man they want him to be, and that all those little random signs of him being a great catch finally become constant. Sounds familiar? Maybe you are currently in a situation like this, always waiting and hoping for the day to arrive where a guy completely changes his mind and, like magic, becomes the man you want him to be. You can probably hear my cynicism coming out here. And this is by no means because I want to downplay your situation. Quite the opposite. It literally breaks my heart to see how many women are putting on a man on a pedestal and stay in a situationship that's not going anywhere. Today, I want to provoke you and challenge you in the hope to stimulate a new thought process within you. This episode will not make you change your mind from one day to the other, but by planting this seed in your mind one day, you may be able to say no to the yo-yo guy and yes to yourself. I could also tell you the things you want to hear, but this is not what I'm here for. I want you to learn, grow, and make new and better decisions based on your current experiences. Because the situations or the people who are hurting us the most can also be our greatest teachers if we let them. If you don't learn from your experience, the same issue will come up for you again and again and again. So there's no better time than now to learn your lesson. Let's have a look at those yo-yo guys. And actually, this goes for everyone who you let into your life and who doesn't treat you with respect. And listen closely, I've said the ones who you let be a part in your life, because you have always a choice. You really do. I know it may not feel like it at this moment in time. It may feel like you don't have a choice at all because you're so emotionally invested. But, you know, the right decisions are usually not the easy ones. However, they will make your life easier on the long run. Of course, the longer you are entertaining this pattern and the more you get emotionally involved with that man, the harder it is to get out of it. When you don't let him go, the moment that he doesn't have integrity and that he doesn't stick to what he says, you are digging yourself a hole. And to get out of that hole is really hard. I would like to tell you a little story for you to be able to picture this better, especially since a client said to me the other day that she can't let go just yet as she is still hopeful and that she hasn't hit rock bottom yet. And this really made me cringe because I don't want her or you or any other woman or anyone else hit rock bottom when it could have been avoided. Because the red flags are there. They've always been there. And once you hit rock bottom, it will take you so, so much longer to get yourself out of that hole. And some never really get out. So here's the story I want to share with you. It's not for me, unfortunately. I don't know who it is from, and therefore I cannot quote that person. This was once sent to me by a friend when I worked in a very stressful work environment, but it's also relatable to relationships. So here it goes. The story about a frog. Put a frog in a vessel of water and start heating the water. As the temperature of the water rises, the frog is able to adjust its body temperature accordingly. The frog keeps on adjusting with increase in temperature. Just when the water is about to reach boiling point, the frog is not able to adjust anymore. At that point, the frog decides to jump out. The frog tries to jump out but is unable to do so because it has lost all its strength in adjusting with the rising water temperature. Very soon the frog dies. What killed the frog? Many of us would say the boiling water. But the truth is, what killed the frog was its own inability to decide when it had to jump out. We all need to adjust with people and situations, but we need to be sure when we need to adjust and when we need to confront or face. There are times when we need to face a situation and take the appropriate action. If we allow people to exploit us physically, mentally, emotionally, or financially, they will continue to do so. We have to decide when to jump. Jump while you still have the strength. Now, let that story sink in. You are likely not going to die, but it will be very, very, very difficult to get yourself out of that hole again. And the other thing is that when you're in a situation with a man who doesn't treat you respectfully and keeps hurting you and you stick around, it's not even about him anymore. It's all about you. You being understanding and waiting for him has nothing to do with him and everything with you. It's about you trying to prove to yourself that you're good enough and that he finally realizes how amazing you are. But this is your ego and has nothing to do with love. This is usually something that stems from your childhood experiences with an unavailable father, maybe, whether that's emotionally unavailable or physically unavailable. This is you trying to get that validation, to have a positive ending to your childhood story. It's not about you being selfless at all. What also comes into play is that when you're stuck in that situation, you're stuck in the honeymoon phase of a relationship. That's the first 7 to 9 months of a relationship. And that's the period in a relationship when we are all mastering well wearing our masks, which is also the reason why so many relationships don't get over that initial stage into the second stage. It's because the chemistry after those 9 months is not as strong anymore. You don't have your rose-colored glasses on any longer and you see each other as who you really are, more or less, because I believe it even takes longer to really get to know someone. Only then, after that time, you are able to see red flags. So when your rose-colored glasses are off, then this is where you are able to see red flags more clearly. They've always been there, but only now you're able to see them. But why am I telling you this when this episode is about situationships and yo-yo guys? Yo-yo guys yo-yoing in and out of your life. Because when you get emotionally attached to a man who doesn't treat you right, or a guy who yo-yos in and out of your life, the feelings that are coming with it are so intense, and often they get mistaken for love. But it's not love. It just isn't. It is an intense feeling. Yes, you are on an absolute emotional roller coaster, up and down, but a healthy relationship doesn't feel like a constant firework. It's more like a calm but constant fire, like in a fireplace. What you're feeling in this situation is a chemical and hormonal reaction from your body. And because it's always just a little bit out of reach, and it gives you just enough to keep you hanging in there in that situationship, you are longing even more and more for him. The sad thing is that you never get to the second stage in the relationship, which is out of the honeymoon phase, where this constant calm feeling comes and you just feel safe and secure with him. As I said before, because you're on that emotional roller coaster, it doesn't even get to the point where you can see him for who he actually is. What you're doing is planning a fantasy future relationship with him that's only based on chemistry and your wishful thinking. I'm sorry, but this is what it is. You are making decisions based on chemistry, just feelings. You don't even get to the stage to have a true connection because you're always stuck in stage one, which is chemistry. Besides all this, while you're waiting and hoping that one day he will make the decision to be with you, you're completely neglecting yourself and your own needs. You're betraying yourself by letting him treat you like this again and again and again. Women in these situations often believe that they are doing this for the guy. They want to show him how much they love him and that they can conquer the world together, that they are loyal. But not once in my whole life have I ever heard from a happy ending in a situation like this. It just never happens. And here is why. Imagine your relationship like a seesaw. On one end, there is you, and on the other end, there is him. By continuously engaging with him and entertaining his treatment and behavior, you are keeping the seesaw in balance. Yes, this is you. You keep him going like this. You have to get off the seesaw for him to even have a chance to change his behavior. Because if you continue to entertain him, why should he? Because he loves you? No, it will not happen. Not only are you hurting yourself, you're not doing him good either. He has to change from his own will. Now, you may be saying that you're doing all these things for him because you want to help him and show him how lovable he is. But are you doing this for yourself? Do you treat yourself lovingly and with respect? No. Which is why you keep being stuck in that vicious cycle, because what you are actually looking for is for him to fill that emptiness within you that you are unable to fill yourself. It comes down to you loving yourself and respecting yourself first. You are asking him to do that very thing that you are not doing for yourself. And that's the energy that repels him and any other great man. And as long as you are in that space, I'm afraid you will not find true love. Now, you may be saying that you give him all the space he needs, but then you're putting your whole life on hold, hoping for him to call you back and for him to change his mind or to treat you with respect. But that's not giving him space. That's actually needy energy that he can feel. It's a pushy and forceful energy. Even if you don't say anything to him, even if you don't contact him for a while, he can feel it. We are all energetically connected. An example is that when you talk to someone who pretends to be happy, but it comes across fake, even if they're smiling, their energy tells something different. You just feel that something is off. And it comes across as being dishonest, doesn't it? You know that this person is not honest to you. What is also important to note is that these type of men often have deep emotional issues themselves, and they may need professional help to solve them. But are you a professional? How do you know that you're not doing more damage than good? How can you help him grow when you're putting all your energy into him and with that keeping him exactly where he is? Stuck in a situation that is unhealthy. Why would he change? One of you has to break this cycle. Let it be you. Listen, you can lie to your friends, you can lie to your family and whoever you want to lie to, but please don't lie to yourself. Be honest with yourself and look at what is actually going on for you. You need to do the work too. You need to respect and love yourself first before a man can truly love you in a healthy way. I know for those of you who are right now in a situationship like this, this is not what you want to hear. I wish I could tell you something different. What you're doing with this information is completely up to you. You are responsible for your life and for the decisions you make. You will have to live with those consequences though. So choose wisely. This is it for today. We are already at the end of this episode. Thank you for listening to She's Irresistible. Don't forget to subscribe to be notified for the next episode. If you need help with your love life, you can find me on my website, elmio.com, and my social media channels. You can find all the links in the description box of this podcast. Until then, I'll see you next week. Bye.